Quantum computing is closer than ever, but right now it's also fatally prone to errors and incoherence. To make quantum computing a reality, we need to find new ways of making chips more resilient than ever. And three of the biggest players are all tackling the problem in very different ways. Microsoft is betting on Majoranas with their Majorana 1 chip. Now, Majoranas are particles that store quantum information in a way that makes them very error resistant. Unfortunately, this also makes it quite difficult to decode that information later. Microsoft has developed a new type of quantum processor that incorporates topoconductors. These are so good at decoding Majoranas that they can even detect the difference between 1 billion and 1 billion and 1 electrons in the superconducting wire a computer uses to read the qubits. Amazon's Ocelot is trying to out-efficiency its rivals with cat qubits. They're named for the infamous cat from Schrödinger's famous cat experiment, and just like how that cat in that experiment was in a state of superposition between both the dead and alive states, the cat qubits encode information in a superposition between one of two states. This makes cat qubits exponentially unlikely to flip, so Ocelot doesn't waste energy checking and rechecking to make sure incoherence hasn't set in. It only requires a tenth of as many qubits per bit of information. Meanwhile, Google's Willow processor incorporates a massive 105 qubits. The more qubits you have, the more errors your quantum computer can tolerate. But more qubits also means more chances for errors. And the rate of errors outpaces the error-correcting abilities of even huge teams of qubits. Well, Willow incorporates special error-correcting qubits, allegedly allowing Willow to be the first quantum processor to demonstrate an exponential reduction in error rates as the number of qubits ramps up. So which one of these technologies do you think will win the race to quantum resilience?